Can you hear us?
Yeah, yes. You're kind of far, and there's a slight echo, but we can hear you. We'll have to ask the audience out there that are tweeting and Facebooking and listening to us live around the world. If you guys are having trouble, let us know, and we'll have them move a little closer. They're on a speakerphone. So welcome
to
the show.
I'm not sure. Our speaker's working so well. Is that better?
Yes, much better.
Yes.
Much
better. Okay. Okay, so we have Claire. Claire, did I pronounce your name right? I hope.
Yes, you did.
Okay. So we want to talk to you first a little bit, and then we'll talk with Alfred. We want to ask you a little bit about yourself. We didn't find as much on the Internet Movie Database or Wikipedia and stuff for your career. So what we'd like to know is where you were born and raised, and what are your interests away from Castle, to give our listeners a little bit of information about you.
I was born and raised in California.
Yeah.
I grew up in San Diego. I moved to LA when I was 20 and got into the film business completely by accident. So there you go.
San Diego, woohoo. I lived in Vista when I was a kid.
Okay, there you go.
Escondido, all that good stuff.
And I'm born
I grew up in Del Mar. California.
Yeah, I'm born and raised here too. I was born and raised down in Whittier. So what are your interests away from Castle? Can you give us a little idea of what you like to do on your free time, when you have free time?
Absolutely. Well, I have two children who I spend a lot of time with, who I love to be with. I love to go to the beach. I love to shop. I love to read magazines. I love to go see movies. Lots of great stuff to do in Los Angeles.
Well, did you ever dream you'd be a set dresser?
Not in the slightest. I didn't even know people did this as a living. When I say I fell into it by accident, I'm not kidding.
So how and when did you become a set dresser? How did it all come about? You said you fell into it. So what were you doing at the time that brought you into set dressing and set decorating?
I had a friend of mine in San Diego who moved to Los Angeles, and he actually had started working in the art department. And I had done 2 years at UCSD, and it was summer, and I had decided I needed to make a change and, spend my summer somewhere else. And he said, well, you should come to Los Angeles. So to be honest with you, all I really wanted was a job on Melrose at a funky clothing store. And I was up at the house one day, and he was working on a music video, and the art director said, hey, I really need someone else to work tomorrow. And he said, you should hire Claire. And I was doing graphic arts and had always been artistic in school, but no design training or anything like that. So I started working on music videos, and here I am.
That is wild how you fell into music videos and then became a set dresser. So how did you get the job on Castle? Did you get it through Alfred and his team that you worked with before, or did you get it separately?
I did, actually. Alfred and I actually met the last season on Moonlight.
Moonlight, right.
My lead man, Tim Hsu, had worked with him during that series, and I had just finished up, I think, on a film or something, or maybe another TV series, and became available, and Tim said, you should hire Claire. And Alfred and I met and immediately hit it off, and I love working with Alfred. So when I became available, I did not do the first season of Castle. I came out on the second season, and we've been working together ever since.
Great. Now, how many people work in your department on Castle? Are they a different group than the ones who work with Alfred?
That is correct. I basically am a department head. I have a buyer who works with me full-time. I have my lead man, and then he has his entire crew, which varies depending on how big the episode is. And then I have an on-set dresser that is basically my representation on the set while they're shooting, because we're always prepping ahead of them.
Right. You have one that you just did, one that you're working on, and then one that you're going to be working on, like three going usually at a time. So how much interaction do you have with Alfred yourself?
Lots. We work very closely together. We go on a location scout. We look at the locations. He designs the sets. And then we talk about, where we want to go with them, how he wants them to look. And I, go out and shop stuff, and I bring back generally the important pieces that I think will work. And we talk about color scheme and all that sort of stuff, wallpaper, fabrics, and just the overall look of and feel of the set and how we want it to be presented.
Now, do you guys ever disagree? Alfred?
Alfred's laughing. Alfred says never. No, I have to tell you, it's great because Alfred and I do really have very similar aesthetics, so it really all kind of comes together very easily for us.
Now, so this is for both of you. So, Alfred, I hear you in the background there. How did you discover your own personal style, and do you bring that into working on the set of Castle?
I'm gonna let Alfred answer that question. Hold on.
Okay.
Hi. We were on speakerphone. Was the speakerphone not working?
It was. You were far away and echoing, but you can try it again.
Oh, okay.
We can see. I can hear it real clearly, both of you now. But you passing
I'm on
the phone.
I'm on the regular phone.
Yeah, you're passing it back
yeah.
and forth. We can try it again and see if you echo or if you sound like you're far away.
We could just pass it back and forth, too, if that's okay. I don't... Because my phone, I was having problems with this with my phone before with speakerphone with the speaker.
Okay.
So if it's okay with you, we'll just pass it back and forth.
That's fine. If you can both hear the question, here's the question: how did you discover your own personal style, and do the two of you bring that onto the set and your preferences for Castle set design and set decorating?
Before I answer that question, I have to say with Claire, we just matched perfectly when we met, and I have to tell you, I trust her. And when we're out shopping, the interesting thing about it, both our eyes go to the same things all the time.
That's
great. So we've had a wonderful working relationship, and it's based on trust. We trust each other, and I certainly trust her. And when I design things, I always know that Claire will be able to find exactly what I'm looking for, or she always has a lot of good answers, and she solves problems on her own too, which is great.
Well, and that's great because you have to be on the ball and you have to keep moving, and you can't mess around. So you guys got to get things done quickly. So it helps. You
can't
agree.
Mess around. We have 4 days, sometimes 3 days to dress a set, and there is no messing around.
You don't
show.
Get to sleep, do you? You told us you work almost 7 days a week. You know, so
yeah, we
but,
do.
But so. How did it, for either one of you to answer this, do you put your own personal style into the set of Castle, or it's so different from what your personal style is that you don't ever bring it into the sets?
Well, we do bring our own personal style, but the most important thing is the character in the script. But after that, once we accomplish that, I think we do, you know what, you can't avoid it. I think we have, especially since we're working with characters from New York, and they come from all different social and economic backgrounds. So we always, I think we both put our personal style into it. And I'll pass you over to Claire because she can answer that question
all right.
too. Hold on.
You're up, Claire.
Hi. So I agree with Alfred. I mean, there's definitely a little piece of me that goes into every set, you know, but it just, you know, it really depends. Like, I try to be really, you know, make the characters come to life, you know, and where we think they should, who they should be. And it's fun, and it's limiting in television as opposed to a feature, but you can really make, you know, who that person is in the script come to life just by, you know, what's in his or her apartment or, you know, stuff like that.
So you can do you, on your own personal life, do you often change and make over your own rooms in your own home? Do you like to do
I don't
that?
Have time.
We asked Alfred that, and he said he gets a lot of people wanting him to help fix their houses up.
Oh, yeah, I get, yes, there's definitely that gets asked.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if any of your friends or relatives try to get you or Alfred to build or design or decorate something for them. Or I'm sure it's kind of difficult to give your honest opinion sometimes when they've probably designed something. You're like, that's horrible. But they're family, so you can't just say, oh, that's wonderful. So do you,
well, I mean, I will tell you, it's always interesting when we scout people's homes and go on location.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always amazed sometimes how some people live and also amazed at what great taste some people have out there, but it's definitely a 50-50. It can go either way.
So from your personal travels, what country has inspired you the most in your work for colors, images, and design ideas? If you could pick a country out there that you come back and say, I'm going to use that on Castle, have you been able to visit other countries besides the U.S. or?
I have, but I will tell you, Los Angeles, for all the places in the world, I mean, has some of the greatest design, you know, businesses and firms and places to go. You know, there's a lot of interesting stuff out there, even here in Los Angeles. You know, I haven't spent a great deal of time overseas. I've been to England and, you know, all the big places. But I work not so much in the architecture. It's more about the interiors for me.
Right.
So, you know, there's great stuff in the United States going on for sure.
Great. Now, does Alfred feel the same way, or does he travel worldwide or mainly stay in the U.S.?
I'll let him answer that. Hold on.
We're passing the phones back and forth.
Hi.
Hi.
Do I travel?
What
Hello?
Country? Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear us?
I love to travel. That's what I do when I'm not working. All my life, I've made it my business to travel. First of all, I went to school in Europe. So when I was a student in art school and at the university, I was always going someplace, and that's what opened my world for me in terms of who I am as a designer and an architect. So,
what I asked Claire from her personal travels, what country inspired you the most in your work for colors, images, and design ideas? So what about you, Alfred? Any country out there you bring designs back home and say, I really like Italy, what Italy did? Or
yeah, I mean, I always love Italy, but I've been – my last great trip was to India, so that kind of reflected on our colors and a few things that, you know, because obviously it's what I saw there, you always bring some of that back with you, and you see things and you say, wow, I want to use that, I want to try that. So you always bring back something from your travels. You can't help avoiding it. It's even if it's unconscious and you don't even know you're doing it, but you are doing it.
You're picking up ideas in your mind and storing them away for later.
Yeah. Oh,
now,
listen, all the time.
Now, this is
I'm driving along in my car looking, and every time I pass a building, I say, oh, that's a great location. We should film
there. Write it down and then store it away and write down, take notes. Do you carry a notepad in the car with you to write scratch stuff down?
I do. Or text it or something.
So this is your second visit to STR, and by the way, welcome back, and thank you very much for coming back.
Thank you for having me.
It's so much fun to talk to you. You both have wonderful personalities, so it really makes it fun.
Yes.
Refresh our minds and the minds of our audience by telling us which sets on Castle are permanent and which ones you set up and take down during the season.
The sets that are permanent is Castle's loft apartment. That's a permanent set. The police station is a permanent set, and the morgue is a permanent set. So we've only had three permanent sets, but now this year we've decided that Beckett's apartment, which I think Claire did a fabulous job on. That's going to be a permanent set, so we're not taking that down.
I want to live
so
there, Claire. I want to rent the apartment out. I love that apartment. It's so
great
neat.
Job. Great job.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. Thank you. It was a lot of fun to do. Absolute.
And we're going to be asking, we're moving into our Castle questions now, and this is for both of you guys. I don't know if Alfred can hear you. But what is the very first thing you want the viewer to focus on when they view a room, place, or crime scene you have designed, built, or dressed on Castle? What is the first thing you want us to know about when we see the scene on television? What do you want us to focus on?
Well, definitely the character. And with this show, we want to make sure that the crime scene is very believable and you understand what's going on. It's a big part of this show is to sell so quickly. Like I said, it's much easier on a feature film because there's more time. But on a show like this, we really have to nail and make the audience understand what's going on very quickly.
So you want your main focal point to be on the character, then the crime scene, colors, theme, contrast of a room design, anything very specific that we're going to identify right away with that we're at the murder scene or we're at the precinct or the bullpen. I mean, that's logical and everything, but as a set designer and dresser, you really want us to identify with the character first. And then,
yeah, I think, well, most of all for me, to be honest, I want it to be believable. I want it, you know, I want it, a lot of the times I want it to be stylized depending on the character, but I also want it to be believable. Like, you really, I don't want it to ever look like a set. I want it to look like, wow, they walked into a location or they've walked into this person's home and they're shooting, and I believe that that's really this where this character lives. That's very important to me. To get that across.
I remember from the last interview with Alfred, he said the biggest compliment you guys receive is when someone says, oh, that was a set, and they really think it's a place. So I think that's
absolutely
awesome. Right, like a hotel room or whatnot. Now, do you like to integrate the old with the new, or do you like to separate traditional with contemporary, or do you like to interface when you're set to, you know, putting in something
modern?
Oh, no,
I'm actually very eclectic. I love to mix old and new.
And Alfred.
Definitely.
So there's two of you guys are the same in that way.
Yes.
So,
yes, that's why we are together.
We both laughed.
Now,
how important is it to have photographs or paintings to enhance a room or a scene setting on the sets? And do you do that? Do you put the paintings up on the walls of the characters in the police station and all that?
Well, the crime board itself done in the precinct is actually done by the prop department.
Okay.
But we do take – we do a lot of stills and photographs on the show. So we actually have an entire stills day that we do. And the tricky thing sometimes is we'll have to do those crime scene photos before the sets are ever even built. So I have to know way ahead of time. You know, Alfred and I have to talk, and, you know, because once we take those crime scene photos, we're married to that look and that flooring and that sofa, or, you know, whatever it may be. So those do get a little tricky, and we definitely have to be on our game with those.
So now I have some questions about the difference between set dressing and props, but do you take care of the computers on the set, or is that props?
We actually do all the computers.
And are those, you know, because I've been on the set a couple of times, and they look real. I mean, there's pictures on them, and, I mean, they work to a point, right? They have
We have a playback person that basically has feeds to all those various computers, and they feed all of, you know, we create everything that goes on those computers.
And, you know, the fans notice everything, including what you have on your TV sets up in the corner. We notice everything. I'm sure that drives you guys crazy.
What's on the desk? The picture is lopsided.
Oh, look, their button is on their other sleeve now. I'm kidding. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I know.
It's not fun.
We try to be careful. That's my on-set dresser.
And you and Alfred, do you ever, after you finish a room, sit there and go, okay, now, this looks like a real, okay, would I do this? If I lived in this house, would this be like this? Or would that be like that? Or would this be...
I definitely do that even when I'm dressing the set. And most importantly, I will watch the finished product. And I really pick out the things that I like and I think work, you know, even with fabrics or anything. You know, every set is a learning experience, because some things you're like, wow, that looks great. And sometimes I've done things that look great to the eye, and then they get on film and I'm like, not so great. So it's a constant learning experience.
I remember the scene with the little girl's canopy bed.
Yes.
And they incorporated that in the humorous part of that little scene, even though there's a dead body there. You know, the frilly parts, like people's faces. You guys did a great job. You always do. I mean, really, I'm totally a fan of what you guys do.
Oh, thank you. That's great.
I think it would be a blast to set decorate. I wouldn't want to build like Alfred does, because that's a lot of the wood and the heavy building of the sets, but it'd be fun to do location shoots, and it would, you know, go around and find out who that'd be a great place or whatever. But I think it'd be more fun to put the stuff out on the shelves and everything. That's more my thing for me personally. Now, do you get your this is for both of you. Do you get your inspiration for the set designs and set dressing from nature colors, say of the ocean, desert, and mountains? And do you use those colors on Castle to paint the set, hotel rooms, lodge, offices?
Hi, I'm sorry. It's Alfred. I have the phone now. We're passing the phone back and forth because our speakerphone doesn't work.
Okay. I was asking Claire, and I'll ask you, do you get your inspiration from the set designs from nature colors, say, of the ocean, desert, and mountains? And if so, do you use those colors to paint the sets on Castle, the offices, backdrops?
To be honest with you, I love movies, and I go back and watch all the different movies from the different time periods. I usually get the colors from fashion magazines, still photographers, and because I love architecture so much, the buildings and the and the sets that I design are inspired by different architects that I know of their work, and I find out about their work. And it's not so much from nature as opposed, but nature supplies gives us everything.
Right.
But my unconscious creativity, I think, comes from architecture and from design from other people. I mean, I go to art galleries and you look at paintings and you look at the colors that are in a painting. You pick up a fashion magazine. And these days the most interesting still photographs are coming the photographers that do them. With digital, photography now, the color ranges are just incredible. And then I look to old movies where everything was monochromatic, the old Technicolor movies. And so that kind of inspires the color palette. And then, and then maybe Claire will come in with a piece of fabric. And then the piece of fabric kind of like turns us both on into a wallpaper sample. So definitely that's mostly where the inspiration comes for me. And I think for Claire, too. It's more architecture and design than nature.
So putting you on the spot. What architect do you like? Who do you like to follow their work or look in the magazines? Who interests you right now as an architect out there? Any names you can think of?
Right now, there's an architect. She's a woman architect, and she is. And there's a painter by the name of Alex Gross. Alex Gross is an incredible painter, and his stuff absolutely inspires us, color-wise and everything. If you look at some of his work, it certainly will. You'll see the colors that are used in Castle, and that's my new. He's my number one new find.
And the lady architect is.
You know what? She's actually, I can't remember her name, but her name is, she's Amid. I think her last name is Amid. And I have four books, and I don't have, and I'm right in this room where I have her books. I'm in a room without it that doesn't have her books. I'm not in my office. And her designs are incredible.
About. Yeah, Martha Stewart interviewed her for Women in Vision just recently.
Yeah, she's just so brilliant,
Mm-hmm.
And she's just an incredible, she's just an incredible architect and an incredible designer. And even her furniture that she designs is just so, so brilliant. Yeah.
Now, and continuing with this question, do you like to work and use different shades of the same color of paint?
A lot of film is monochromatic, right, Claire? And I think we tend to do that monochromatic look, but then she tends to push me for the color, and rightfully so. Let me put Claire back on.
Okay.
She'll talk about
sure.
how she pushes me for color.
Okay.
Hi.
I asked Alfred if you use the same shade of a color, like, say, a different shade of beige, and you use five different shades of that beige in your design.
That definitely happens, and sometimes it's really nice to have that neutral background, because what happens is then some of the furniture and the drapes or a great piece of artwork will really pop off of a background like that. Sometimes I'll bring Alfred a wallpaper, and he'll say, "Wow, got a lot going on." but it's fun sometimes for me to really push the envelope, and that's what I'm getting back to. Sometimes I look at things and I think, "Wow, that worked amazing." When I see it on film, sometimes to the eye when we're dressing the set, or even to the eye, it looks great. But it changes sometimes when it's on film. And we do our DP on our show is awesome and lights the sets so beautifully. It really helps.
Well, I have to tell you that I went to Comic Con, of course, and mm-hmm. the sneak that we saw, of course, Beckett on the gurney going, you know, down and
spoiler.
I know.
Spoiler.
I think everybody knows about.
I know nothing.
The lightning and how that made it so real. Them running down.
Yeah.
Of course, everybody's saying, well, they would never do this.
The precinct, for instance, is, to me, I mean, Alfred designed that precinct so beautifully, and there's so many great textures going on there, but, you know, it's lit so well, and they've spent a lot of time working with Alfred to put in lights, and you know, just it's just got such a great feeling in there.
It looks like a real police station. I mean, the walls, the doors, everything, and the jail, everything. It just you feel like you're really in a police station, which is
absolutely
awesome for design. Because some places look like you touch something and they're like plastic backdrops.
Yeah, no,
and this
absolutely.
Is like really,
that, I mean, that to me is just part of Alfred's genius. You know, that's a police station, but you look at it and it's just such an interesting architecturally, and every texture in there is so thought out. And it's that to me is why I love to work with Alfred, because he has such a great eye for that kind of stuff.
And the morgue, it looks really real.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah.
Now, when you guys are designing or dressing a set, of course, the first thing you do is design the sets and build them. But when you're dressing the set, you start with a blank canvas, pretty much. You're starting with a room that is just got the shelves, and you haven't put the furniture in yet and everything. So where do you start first? Where do you just randomly go in there and start, or do you just decide, I'm going to do this wall first, this main wall, then we're going to put the furniture, or what?
Yeah, no, I mean, I go in knowing, I spend a lot of time working off Alfred's floor plans, and I spend a lot of time laying the sets out. So I know exactly when everything comes off the truck and is sitting on the stage floor. I know exactly where everything's going to go. Most of the time, you know, we'll start with the big pieces, and then it becomes a layering process. And it's, you know, you get this in, and then it's the tables, and then the drapes come in, and the art goes in, and then that final layer of all the, you know, the smalls and the books and the, you know, making it really believable. So that's generally how it goes. But I have a really good idea before we ever start exactly where every piece is going to go.
Because you've been doing it for so long and you're used to the show now. This is your third season. So we ahead, Cheryl. I don't want to
She was speaking of knowing in advance the scene that she's going to dress. I'm going to use the right words here. Do you use a piece of software like Alfred does and you envision what you're going to put certain places, or is it all physical that you do? Meaning,
Basically what happens is Alfred and I talk about the set and I get a floor plan. And then I go out to all the various prop houses and furniture stores, and I'm still pretty old school. I shoot photos of everything digitally, mm-hmm. and then I get those developed. And what I'll do is I actually come back and sit at a table and I lay everything out and figure out exactly how I want to lay out the furniture in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know, work with the, I'll do like a color swatch for Alfred, and we'll talk about that as far as fabrics and textures on the various pieces of furniture. So I don't do anything on the computer. I do, because everything for me is visual, so mm-hmm. I really have to go out and see stuff. And it's a lot of it's about space relation and,
mm-hmm.
You know, what size the pieces are and what's going to work within the sets that he's built to make them look right.
Well, old school is definitely working. You're doing a great job.
And then you have to do,
you
have a certain amount of time and a certain amount of budget, and you have to reuse things over again. So you got to find stuff that will work for different rooms, different scenes that we won't
Absolutely.
Identify again. Do you repaint
Absolutely.
Things so we don't identify something you might use in Beckett's loft one week, you might use in a hotel room the next, or do you have certain things
well,
for certain rooms?
I try definitely on the big pieces. I hardly ever use the same piece over again.
Okay.
A lot of the little tchotchkes, the books and, you know, fill stuff or, you know, letter holders, things like that. Those things I can use, you guys would never know. But the
How do you
pieces,
know? We're going to really watch this year. We're going to really watch this.
Now I've ruined myself.
Yeah.
For Nathan's stuff, you know, that he leaves around.
Yes.
But in saying so, with set designing and set dressing, it is telling the audience a story about the characters and the lives they live by showing us their homes and their workplace. You show
yes.
us what the writer intends us to see and feel when we enter a building or a room. You convey their thoughts. Now, do you ever think about this in your daily work and how your job makes storytelling educational for the viewer? Do you ever really, both of you, ever think about that?
I definitely think about the written word and where they're going with it, and that's definitely that's a huge part of my job. I'll let you ask Alfred the same question.
Oh, I got to read it.
Because we're playing phone tag, I also want to say, you know, when Claire lays something out and I lay something out, a furniture layout with her, we determine where the actors go, and we have to anticipate where the actors go in the room, because that's a very important story point.
So
an actor has to in a script, they, you know, something happens and they fall over, hit a table, or, you know, run through the room, or a door crashes. So it's really that's really important, the way the room is set up and laid out, because directors come on a set.
So you both read the script before you design the room, in case the guy has to fall over by the table, by the door, instead of over by the kitchen or something. Here's what I asked Claire, and I want to ask you. Do you ever think about, I got to read it because I read it to her. Set designing and set dressing is telling the audience a story about the characters and the lives they live by showing us their homes and workplace. You show us what the writer intends us to see and feel when we enter a building or a room. You convey their thoughts to us. Do you ever think about this in your daily work life, how your job makes storytelling educational for the viewer? Do you ever, you know, think about that? Or are you just working so busy you don't have time?
No, I think you know, it's just like we are so busy, but then unconsciously we look at the finished product. You know, we're always kind of, you know, proud that we made the director happy, we made the producers happy, we made the screenwriter happy, and ourselves happy. You know, and I have to say, for Claire and myself, we're our own worst critics, because we never really like what we do, because we're always questioning things over and over again, and so it's very kind of you know, because we do. I mean, that's who we are, and that's but you know, I forgot what the question was. I want to tell you that the architect is Zahad Hadid. She is my new inspiration in in terms of, you know, because I had a senior moment. I couldn't remember her name.
Well, she's out there everywhere, and she's like a hot architect in demand right now.
Yeah.
Once
again, I want to. Claire is so talented, and it's such a great relationship. We really is like, we have a shorthand now that we don't even, we just kind of look at each other, and sometimes we just hold something up and nod, and we, you know, it's just a marvelous shorthand. We really do.
And your crew around you is going, what'd they say? What was that?
Yeah.
Never mind. Just keep going. Here's for both of you, and this is fun. What do you personally look for when you enter a room? What's the first thing you take notice of if you go into a restaurant or you go into somebody's house? What's the first thing you're going to look at? Is it messy? It's neat? The colors stink. You know, they're horrible. Decorator. What is the first thing you look at when you go into a room?
I have to tell you, over the years, I learned to shut all that out. Because if I, you know, my brain is working 10:40, and I think I'll let Claire answer that too. But I shut it all out because it's not fair. But I don't want to, you know, criticize anyone. And I'm so anal anyway, so it's like, it's really, I'm like the anal person.
But do you really,
hell,
in
you
your
know?
Mind? In your mind, do you really think, do you like, what is the first thing you really do notice when you go
into the room? Tear the place apart. Don't invite me to your house. Watch out.
Uh-oh. Lock the doors. Alfred's coming.
Lock the doors, because I'm coming through, man. Because I'm pretty bad.
Well, at least you're honest. Some people say, everything is just great. I don't ever, you know.
Well, you know, it's like, it's, you can't do that, you know.
No. They never,
you know,
want
a lot of
to
people
come back
are their
again.
Own worst enemies, because they go to a doctor if they're sick, but then they'll hire a designer, and then what they want the designer to validate their own bad taste. You know, if you want to make money, you can do that. But Claire and I, we don't do that. Here, I'll put Claire on
That's
before I get
so
more
funny.
Trouble.
That's funny.
Hi.
Hi. I asked Alfred, when you go into somebody's house or into a restaurant, and you got to be honest now, Claire.
Right.
When you enter a room, what's the first thing you take notice of? How messy it is? The colors are, it's just the room is crappy. It's, they just designed, it's terrible, or do you?
Well, I mean, I'll be totally honest with you. I catalog every place I walk into because sometimes I have to do bad apartments. You know what I mean? Sometimes I have to do people with no taste. So I'm constantly cataloging, everything. Things that I love, things that I think are great ideas, things that I think are beautiful. You know what I mean? So I'm constantly cataloging these ideas in my brain. And, sometimes I even surprise myself, like, oh, my God, remember that time I went to this place and that thing was so cool and we should incorporate that. You know, it comes really fast when I start putting a set together with Alfred and the ideas, you know, partly because it has to and partly just because it's, you know, it's the design process is so fun and it's, putting it all together. So for me, it's about cataloging every place I go, whether it be
mind.
A restaurant or a home or any place. Down to even the minutest details. You know, I walked into a warehouse one time on a location scout, and they had all these clipboards done in a certain way on the wall, and I took photos. I take a lot of photos sometimes when we go scouting of just various ideas and things that I think are interesting or that I think would read well on film.
I have to use later.
I have to tell you, Claire, Jenna Berkeley, who's on Twitter right now, she's a art major in school right now, and she lives in Indiana. She just tweeted, "I'm loving this broadcast." She's an art major, and she's wanted me to let you know that, so I just told you. There you go, Jenna.
Thank you very much.
Claire, I got a couple of questions for you now because these are set design.
Okay.
How long does it take you and your team to set dress a room, such as Beckett's kitchen, if the sets aren't up all the time? 4 hours, 2 days?
Oh, no. I mean, we basically get 1 day to dress a set.
Wow.
Yeah.
And if it's big or little, it doesn't
always,
matter.
Always sandwiched in between construction and lighting. So, you know, the painters and the construction people have to be done. And then I come through, and then I've got lighting saying, when are you going to get all those sconces up? So
yeah.
we try to do a day and a half, depending on the size of the set. And, you know, sometimes we're sandwiched into a location where they'll, you know, you've got 4 hours in here. So it's a well-oiled machine, that's for sure.
So you can have the walls still wet while you guys are trying to put stuff in there and you're smelling the aroma of all the paint.
Sometimes we have to work around each other, absolutely. Sometimes paint has to come in after me and age stuff down, you know. It just depends.
Or put cobwebs and all that stuff. Now, who does that?
Yeah.
Now, who would put cobwebs up? Props or you
that
guys?
Would be no, that would be a special effects person does all
okay,
that.
So special effects. Okay.
Yes.
So someone is murdered and you have to
yes.
set the scene up for the room of the victim. Do you set up everything nicely, then scatter the contents all over the place, choreograph it, or do you just grab something and start setting stuff up, making the pictures crooked?
For me, it's always about the room wasn't always in a state. So the room, for me, anytime we do that, I always set it up exactly the way it would have been and then think about what would have happened if this person shoved into this table. Or it definitely, there's a lot of thought that goes into that.
So you choreograph it, sort of.
Absolutely.
Like, you ever have someone say, okay, you lay on the floor because we're gonna put this stuff all around the dead body, so you lay down here and we'll see how this works.
Funny enough, it doesn't happen a lot, but it did just happen the other day. So
ooh,
it does
spoiler.
Happen.
So
yes.
For you, what is the most interesting set on Castle you like to set dress? A murder scene, a dump or a dive, a fancy business, a hotel room? What's been the most fun for you to set decorate?
Definitely not the dumps in the alleys, but probably the big kind of high-end fancy, offices or, you know, apartments, you know, that we've done.
Because,
you know, they're bigger sets and they're complicated. And, I manufacture almost all the drapery that we do on the show and all the window treatments. I've reupholstered stuff a lot on the show. So those sets are complicated, but they're really fun to do.
Okay, so here we go for both of you. We have lots of questions because we have lots of people who ask all this stuff. What was your least favorite room or set on Castle to set, dress, or design, and why? What's your least favorite one? Like, oh, gosh, today we got to do this thing, and oh, it's...
Oh, gee, you know what? They're all my least favorite.
Well, what's your very least? The one that you just go, oh, today I have to do blah, blah,
you
blah.
You know what? The truth is it's hospital rooms. Every time...
Ooh.
I once turned down a show that became a really successful series because I didn't even bother to read the script because I heard the word hospital. I said, you know what? I don't want to do
series?
One hospital
What series was
another.
It?
Nip Tuck.
Oh, Nip Tuck. Is that still on, too, by the way, isn't it?
I don't know. But well, I got the script, and it was all about, you know, my agent at the time said, it's just, you know, it's a great script. You know, it's about plastic surgeons, and it's, you know, design these hospital sets. And I thought, oh, God, no hospital sets for me. That's my least favorite.
Now, why is it because of it's all white? You know, everything's white. Is it because of the machines that are all in there, or the bed and the
house? No,
it's nothing
you
can do with it.
It's just four walls and hallways,
boring.
And there's no. It's really, you know, unless it's something really, really special. Yeah, there's no personality. You know, it's void of right.
Corey, you feel the same way?
Hospital sets, yeah. We,
so, yeah, and see, you guys just did spoilers.
Claire just said classrooms.
School classrooms and hospitals.
God.
But,
yeah.
Alfred, it's spoiler, you guys did a hospital room just recently.
I know. And believe me, we weren't happy campers when we got the script. I walked over to our office and said, hospital.
Hospital. So for Claire, it is classrooms, and for you, it's hospitals. So here's another question for both of you.
Okay.
Have you had a set on Castle that you just had trouble with? It just never seemed to fit right. You just had to go with what you had. Any set that you can remember for, say, a hotel room, bedrooms, anything that you just said this isn't working right, or has everything pretty much worked out for you guys as far as design and dressing?
It's for me. It's always the ones we design these sets. It's for me. The heartbreaker is I design some sets, and then they decide last minute that they don't want to spend the money to build them because the show has to be delivered at a price,
right?
And so the heartbreaker for me is when I design a really cool set and then. You know, we'll get the word, oh, we're not going to build it. So that's more so than a set with problems. It's for me, I kind of look at some colors and I have the hardest time, to be honest with you, with blue. Blue is not my, it's my favorite color, but not in design. When I'm designing, I think blue on film just never works for me. I don't know why. And so sometimes that's always an issue because I'm running out of colors because we've been building so many sets. And so, you know, I'm always, you know, people make fun of me. Oh, brown, beige, you know. And recently I've been trying to use blue a lot, but it doesn't work in my head. I can't get
now,
it to work.
Now, that's an interesting question because I have that coming up here. Do you like to mix and match colors for, say, Beckett's kitchen to match her personality, what her likes might be for her character? Is Kate funky and traditional? Is she very modern, or do you think she's more – is Kate funky? Is she traditional, or is she very modern?
I think she's eclectic. You know, New Yorkers are very eclectic. They kind of are. And it's not so much the color. It's more the different textures. If you notice in her apartment, it's the wood beams. It's the aged wood. It's you know, the stone.
Door.
It's the glass. And, you know, and it's the metal. And I think for me, that's what I love to do more than anything is the textures. You know, and then I think that gives you color. You don't realize that's the paint. You know?
And so that's the personality, because if you look at Castle's loft and you go to his, he's so different than Beckett in taste and the way his house looks. So when you do a Castle design, you're looking at more modern, more fancy money. So
more outgoing. Yeah.
Yeah, because he's more, she's more closed off and secretive, and his personality
right.
is loving, and
right.
you know. So,
right.
do you use a certain color to identify with a certain character on the show? Say, pink for Alexis, green for Martha, purple for Castle, and white for Beckett. Anything like that? Either one of you?
No.
You or Claire?
Let Claire answer that because she.
Okay.
I think because
she does the set dressing, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on.
So paint. Okay.
Hi, I'm here.
Oh, you're back.
What was the question?
The question is, and it's worth $50,000. No.
Okay. Okay.
Are you ready?
Okay. Name that.
No.
I'm ready.
Yeah, name this color. Do
right.
you use a certain color to identify with a certain character on the show? Say pink for Alexis, green for Martha, purple for Castle, and white for Beckett when you're designing their rooms or their personalities?
I couldn't say one specific color. No, I couldn't really tell you that. Beckett's, I definitely tried to keep in the jewel tones and kind of the deep colors.
Okay.
So that would be the best way I could explain that.
Hey,
that
back
question.
on the classroom deal. So were you involved? That season two was Fool Me Once, where they had the Arctic Explorer and the school teacher with the classroom. So you weren't real thrilled with that scene, huh?
Right, you know what? I actually was just finishing up, I think, Grown Ups, and those first couple of shows on that season I did not do. So, but
right, so
I remember
was,
they had just done it, and so I still stopped doing that one.
Week five. But
right.
That was episode 4 or 5 along there.
Yeah.
Once, wasn't
yeah.
it? Yeah, but
I loved Punk'd, though. Did you get to do? You got to do Punk'd though in season 3.
Yes.
I love
yes.
all that. That is my favorite visual episode ever of Castle.
Yeah.
Because of all that's going on in that one. Even the door out on the outside scene where they just come to the door and the guy shows up with the goofy goggle glasses, the whole thing. But that whole scene where they're riding, they're walking around, there's all these period steampunk.
That was a pretty amazing. I knew of steampunk, but I didn't know that much about it. And again, that's something I really enjoy about my job is getting to learn about all these things that, you know, wouldn't necessarily come into my life otherwise. And that definitely runs the gamut. But that was a particularly fun episode to do, for sure.
You have to research, and then you learn stuff.
Oh,
I kind of like the X-Files one, even though I wasn't an X-File watcher. I like
right?
that one. It was season 3, episode 9, Murderous, what was it, something of the murderous kind or whatever, where you guys did
right.
a lot of the
X-Files. Close encounters
yes,
of
the murderous kind.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Also Knockout and Knockdown. There's so many to choose from, so many wonderful ones. Now, to talk about an episode of Knockdown, season 3, episode 13, where we see Beckett's apartment mainly for the first time. And
yes.
whose idea was it to have Beckett's homemade murder board placed on the inside of her loft, window, and shutters? Was it Will Bill, the writer? Set design, set dress?
No, it was Alfred came up that he didn't want to have a murder board hidden away, and we had Alfred and I had talked about doing those shutters on those office windows, and he said, "What a great way to reveal that murder board!" So
that's cool.
Actually something Alfred came up with.
And the lighting with DP Bill Rose, with the writing where it looked secretive and elusive when she pulls back those shutters for Castle to see. And now,
yep.
does the props department supply all the paperwork for the board, or is that set dressing?
No,
as far as the
paperwork, that's something the prop guys do. Absolutely.
So that was props. Okay. Now, yeah. we have Vanessa in France, who it's 3 o'clock in the morning there, so we have a lot of our listeners do stay up, but she brought she sent these in when they found out you guys were going to be on the show, and she says, in the episode Boom, so this is the two-parter of season 2, you know, Tick, 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 and Boom, the serial killer one, there is a portrait of Kate Beckett on the wall made by the killer, with cuts of newspapers and cutouts. Who had the idea of doing that? Was that also Alfred? Who made
that
the,
was Alfred,
the collage?
Oh, hi.
Hi,
back.
Alfred. I was asking Claire, one of our listeners in France, Vanessa, it's the middle of the night there, it's 3 a.m., so she sent her question in when she heard you were going to be on the show. And in the episode Boom, the two-parter last year where the serial killer is out, you know, stalking Beckett and trying to kill, mm-hmm. you know, there is a portrait of Kate Beckett on the wall made by the killer
right.
out of cutouts
right.
of newspapers. You had
right.
the idea of doing that. What? How did you come
right.
up with that?
Well, I just didn't want to do another kind of serial killer with all kinds of the same pictures. And it was just by, to be honest with you, it was just by accident. One of the painters, most of our scenic, our painters are artists in their own right. And he was telling me about his artwork. And I said, well, you know, and I always say, let me see something, because I'm happy to put, you know, Claire and I are always happy to put our guy's artwork on the walls. And he had worked and he had done some collages, and then I said, well, you know what, this is great. Why don't we do a collage of Beckett? And that's how that came about.
That was so cool. And I have the picture of you and Stana in front of it that she put in her newsletter from last year.
Yeah.
I put that out there today when we were telling people to come over and listen to the show. It's so cool where you see all the guys like stalking her and all that. That was very nicely done, as well as I was telling Claire of the murder board inside the shutters and window of Knockdown this year. That was pretty
good.
Cool. Now, how long do you guys still have some time for a few more questions, or do you have
sure? And also, you know, we're now the Act Department. We're on. You can Twitter us now.
Yes,
yes.
I have that at the end of the show. We're following you.
Yeah.
I have that all that information.
Yeah, because I'm actually interested in designers and would-be production designers to contact us, and decorators, because we enjoy that when we are contacted by, you know, people who want to get into the movie business.
Well, I let Claire know about one person in Indiana earlier in the show, and then Alista from Brazil wanted me also let you know that she's really enjoying listening to this show and loving all the info, and she's a design student as well. So that's two people that have just tweeted, and they both follow you on your Castle Art Department Twitter account.
Yes, and he's on Facebook, and he's also on Twitter, and we've been putting that out there for the fans and the listeners to follow you. And I also noticed today John tweeted about you, and Terry Miller, and Stana just started following you today, and Nathan tweeted about you guys yesterday. So the word's getting out there, and we're following you on Stana Talk, and you're doubling and tripling your numbers out there. So at the end of the show and at the end of this interview, I'll give them the links so everybody can.
Oh, great,
And so Barbara D. asked in Washington State, what part, if any, does Stana and Nathan play in developing their respective apartments on the set? Are they allowed to add anything that means something to them personally?
You know, the truth is they've been very good about it because they trust us.
Uh-huh.
And I know Nathan, they both are really delightful to work for. And they kind of, you know, Claire runs things by them, but it's mostly the shows are really producer driven, you know. And but the one thing I always make it a practice of consulting people to find out what personal things they want, some like personal photographs or you know, any small objects that they really want, you know. And we sit down and talk with them. We extend the courtesy of saying, you know, what is it about? You know, we have a new captain. You know, and Claire sat down with her and talked and what her favorite colors were, what kind of furniture she would, you know, she likes, and so. And then we ran it by the producers, but it's really producer driven. I would say that's really important because the creator of the show, in television especially, it's his vision that you're really trying to complete.
So, in other words, sometimes they'll put something they want. Like Stana has elephants on her desk, and sometimes candy. Now, that's producer driven, or does she collect elephants for her character?
That's,
and she just puts
The candy is hers, which I thought was a great idea.
Well, hey, Brenda in Kansas City, Missouri, was just asking, do you know the names of the pictures that are in Kate Beckett's apartment? Like the one in the front room and the one.
You mean
by
the paintings?
Stairs? Yeah, the painting. Sorry.
Well, the one painting is from Alex Gross, the one of the big, large one. Let me put Claire on because she'll talk to you about the rest of the artwork.
Okay.
Claire.
Hi, you were asking about the artwork in Beckett.
One of the callers was asking that question. Yeah, she wanted to know.
I There's a few pieces in there. I actually have a friend of mine that owns a gallery, and she represents really interesting, not all local artists, but artists from all over the world. And so I went in and talked to Mary, it's the Mary Karnowski Gallery on La Brea, and she and I looked at some different pieces that were available and within my budget, and we picked some of those pieces. And I really did try to find things that were a little bit different and going off that Alex piece that we blew up on the wall and staying in our color scheme and our jewel tones and stuff. And then I put in, there's actually even a old Rolling Stones poster in there that we got cleared. And the cool. Dog with the tea bag was something I found from a poster company.
So do you have to clear the Rolling Stone poster with Rolling Stones and who owns the copyrights of their music and their paintings and all that?
We do, and the copyright thing is really tricky.
The pay.
Yes, it gets really, really complicated. So I have to work with a lot of local art houses in Los Angeles that have cleared artwork because I just don't have the time.
Right.
Sometimes, I mean, it's literally having to track people down or estates down and getting the rights to use it and getting them to sign a clearance.
So how many days a week do you work on set and hours usually, a regular day?
My days vary, probably anywhere from 8 to 12 hours a day.
So your two kids don't get to see mom very much.
Yeah. We have a lot of good times on the weekends.
Yeah.
So I generally don't ever have to work on the weekend unless we have a location situation or something that has to be dressed on a Sunday or something.
So if red is the color and symbol of blood, and we see red usually used on a scene in Castle to identify a murder has happened, but red can also be the symbol of passion and love. So let's say we take black. Do you guys use a lot of black to symbolize darkness, doom, despair at a crime scene, or do you tend to stay away from the color black when designing a mood or scene for a set decorating?
I can't say we stay away from black. It's you just got to be smart about the way that you use it. There have been times when Alfred and I have definitely wanted to bring in, you know, that ominous feeling, or even in a design aspect. You know, black can be such a great, you know, strong color. So it's definitely not something that would scares me off. I think you just have to be smart about the way you use it.
Right. For lighting, too, because it would be so
absolutely.
Dark.
It's tricky even with dark fabrics because a lot of time what will happen is they'll go to black on film. So you have to be very careful. I remember I was picking some purple drapes for one of the young girls' apartments, and I had to be really careful about how deep I went in that purple color because it would go black on film.
Well, we're wrapping up. We're getting close to the end, so I have just a few more questions for you, and I think you guys are wonderful for staying so long. I could ask you a million questions because my brain just goes everywhere.
I have a couple of people that have finally raised their hand too, Pam.
Okay. Well, we're just wrapping up a little bit, and we'll take their questions. I wanted to ask Claire one other thing before I ask a couple for them, and then we can take their questions.
Okay.
Can you explain to all our listeners, what is the difference from set dressing? How is that different than props department?
Sure.
You know, because that's confusing. Who does the props and who does the set dressing? Can you tell us how it works?
Well, it's pretty simple. The prop master will do it. They're generally smaller items, and it's anything that the actor holds or touches. So a briefcase or a watch
Gun.
Or a pen or, it's I can't even say it's always small items because that's not necessarily true, but it's anything the actor really is going to use or incorporate or touch or pick up. And then I do all the furniture, artwork, drapes, rugs, all that kind of stuff. Yes.
Kitchen coultry, you know, like they're using.
Yes.
I probably said that wrong. Coultry. Hey, right. Kitchen utensils and silverware. And for both of you, which room on the set of Castle would you describe as the heart of Castle and why? For you personally, what do you think is the best set on Castle that is the heart of the show? Where you think it all
Oh, I mean, I think Castle's loft. I think everything about it. I think when the way he designed that fireplace at an eye level behind the dining room table off the kitchen, I think just, the big windows. There was a scene at the end of season 3 where Castle is talking to Beckett's father, and they're framed. It's a long shot, and there's a double-headed table in there now.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that to me is just so many great angles, and that to me, he's the heart of the show. So I think anything in
so
his loft is amazing. Yeah.
So
I'll let Alfred
you,
answer that question too.
But before you do, when you enter Castle or Beckett's loft, what is the major item you want us to identify that it's their home that we're going into? But what we see, what is it for you, is the major thing that tells us it's Beckett's, it's Castle. Then you can bring it over. Anything?
I guess decorating wise, that's a hard question. I'm not sure.
The painting that we
don't
know. We're in Beckett's. We're
well,
in Beckett's.
Fair.
Fireplace.
Yeah, maybe those two elements for me would be two of the big things that are definitely distinguished. I mean, and I love Castle's law office as well. I love the painting behind his desk. I put a new pair of lamps on either side of that painting last season, and I just think it just has got such a great look to it. So,
so for you, it's just everything identifies what we know it's their apartment when they go in there. It's
yeah, I think they look very different. I think, you know, and I do take that in consideration, especially when we were doing Beckett's apartment, you know, that it didn't start to look like his space, you know. So I definitely put a lot of thought into that.
Now, wait a minute, Cheryl.
Okay.
I just wanted to ask her one more thing, and then I'll get Alfred on. Do you have anything to do with the dressing of the interior of, say, Beckett's police cars or the cabs, or that's all special effects or props?
Well, props always does the license plates, but I've definitely dressed out vehicles in the past, especially
cool.
Depending on what the, you know,
always
it just
wanted
depends.
To know that.
Yeah, no. Props does the license plate, and we'll cross over. There's a lot of stuff that props and myself will cross over for.
So your favorite Castle episode to work on this so far? Anyone stand
that's
out if you don't know the name?
Putting her on the spot.
I know, but it's fun. She can have her personal favorite that she just said that was the most awesome set we got to do.
You know, the last episode of last season – you know, it's always so interesting because I, you know, the script was just chilling to me, and then to actually see it come to fruition and then get to watch it on TV was really special. So, but they're all, I have to tell you, working on television, I can't think of a better show that I could work on because it's,
yeah.
You know, it's different every week. We always get to do just such a great array of sets every week. It's such a great show for me to work on as a decorator.
Aww, right. Did you feel that? That was a big hug. Okay, you can put Alfred on. We'll bug
okay,
him.
Okay, well, right, thank you so much. Thank you for...
Oh, thank you, guys. It was really nice to meet you, and thanks for having me on.
Oh, it was great. You're awesome.
Don't have to leave yet, Pam.
We don't leave yet, because we got
okay,
a couple people.
I won't leave, but here's
before
Alfred.
You.
Okay.
Okay. And I'll ask him real fast, Cheryl, so we can get his
hi.
Answer.
Isn't she
hi.
Terrific?
She is.
Yes.
I love talking to you guys.
We spend more time together.
Well, it's great because it's like being married almost. You have this
yeah,
rapport.
Are you kidding?
And, you know, you're with them more than their spouses and stuff. So I asked Claire this. I want to ask you, what room on the set would you describe as the heart of Castle, what you feel is where everything gathers around and it's –
I would think for me, it's his study. I think that's where his creativity. Yeah, his creativity comes from that. That's where I think that's where the character spends most of his time. And I think that's the set for me.
Now, Karen from Brazil, and of course it's the middle of the night, wants to know
right.
What has been the proudest moment in your career thus far.
Wow. You know what? Being on a show like this, I mean, to know that people are actually watching what we do and are interested in what we do, I mean, boy, you can't ask for anything better than that. You know, and to be, you know, to be acknowledged. I mean, that's kind of very, very special, I think.
Well, anything you can share with us about season 4, any major set changes, new additions,
yes,
anything?
I want to share something for the first time because it took me 3 seasons to convince the producers that we should shoot an all-white room.
Wow.
I mean,
hospital room.
No. From day one is we don't like white. No white, no white. And now we finally have an all-white room. And that's going to be on episode one of the new season.
Rise.
And that, believe me, for us, that's a big milestone.
A battle.
It was a nice battle. It was a nice battle.
Is there set on the 12th precinct that we're going to see more than ever this season? Will it be Beckett's apartment? Yes.
You know what? I think there's going to be a new, interrogation room. There's going to be a new tech room. Where there's going to be, they're getting a little bit more technical this year in terms of their computers.
Right. A new tech room toy.
Yeah.
And won't there
be
a place?
That's something to look forward to.
Won't there, this is a spoiler, won't there be like a shrink room where they go to see the shrink?
Shrink?
Ooh,
you know, the doctor's office.
Hey, how did you know that?
I just know spoilers. So there's going to be maybe a place for somebody to go get their head shrinked.
Boy,
the loony bin room.
That's,
I'm kidding.
Pam.
How did you find that out?
That's Pam, not me.
How did you find that out?
It was somebody on, I guess it was one of those TVGuide.com or TVLine.com,
right.
You know, one of those spoiler people. They said that one of our people gets sent to the shrink because it's Polly Beckett because of her, you know, post-traumatic stress disorder or whatever. So you'll have to design.
Standard police procedure.
Yeah, you know, you got to go there and make sure they're not going to go crazy and start shooting everybody.
Yes.
So you get to design and you got the captain's new office because Montgomery stuff goes out, the old-timey photographs and
that's
stuff.
That's out. Gone.
Yeah.
Captain's
so you have
gone.
The new lady and her new likes, Captain whatever. And now, Cheryl, you said you have a couple of callers to talk to Alfred real fast.
Yes, I do. First up, I hope they haven't gone to sleep on me here. is Kelly from St. Louis. Kelly, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Kelly.
I'm here. Concert got canceled tonight, so I got lucky. anyway.
Kelly?
Am
I talking to Kelly?
I'm here.
Okay.
Question is, do you guys create the sets with the time of day in mind? Meaning when you're shooting like a daylight scene or a nighttime scene?
Yes, and that's script driven. In the script, they'll say, you know, day or night. You know, that's definitely script driven. So when you look out the window, it's important to the plot.
And does the actor help in deciding what goes on their set? Like, let's say Nathan picks things out for his loft or Stana picks things out for her apartment.
No. Basically, we did it all. They didn't pick anything out on those two sets.
Now, when it's dark,
when
it's dark, Kelly, is that what you mean? Like, if it's really dark outside, you play for the darkness, but then if it's not really dark, you put up a tarp or something?
Put backings. It's also the way they light it. You know, because we shoot during the day, and so we're shooting day for night or night for day, so it depends. Yeah.
Cool.
And then my last one is when you are at a location, doing a location shoot, how much of the stuff do you guys actually bring in, and how much of the stuff
it will be there. Some places it will be stripped totally and then Claire will have to bring in all this new stuff because it doesn't, you know, what's there we can't use, and then sometimes we use we'll use part of it, but most of the times Claire does a total redress, all of it. I mean, it's really amazing, you know, these big loft sets, it's all new, it's all you know, brought in by Claire.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Kelly, for calling in from St. Louis. Really appreciate it. Have a good
glad
day.
Bye, Kelly.
Glad your concert was canceled. Her concert was canceled. So,
I'm gonna say goodbye because I actually have to meet some people for dinner.
Okay.
Great. Thank you, Alfred.
If you don't mind, I don't want you to think I'm rude, but it's...
No,
you've
been here
an hour and
15
minutes. At a restaurant. Again, thank you very much. And anytime, you know, Claire and I will do this again. I mean, it's enjoyable. Yeah.
It's great. We got all our questions answered. All we wanted to know was, how is Moo the Cow?
Moo the Cow is great. Huh? Did you see Moo the Cow in the backseat of my car?
Yeah, we wanted to know how Moo's doing.
Moo's doing great. Moo's happy, and Moo's eating grass. No longer drinking out of a bottle, and and Moo's very, very happy.
Great, great. Well, thank you so much, Alfred, for joining us, and Claire. And you guys come back. We have plenty of questions, and a lot of times we have more callers. It depends on the time of year and what people are doing, and we'll make
right.
sure everybody knows about Castle Art Department on Twitter and Facebook.
Oh,
and
great.
Thank you
oh, great.
Both for coming.
Make sure
okay.
and tell
do you want Claire. Do you want to talk to Claire?
Sure.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Let us say she. All right. Bye, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Alfred, and have a good dinner.
Hi.
Hi, Claire.
Hey, Claire.
Hi.
I just wanted to say it was wonderful to meet you, and you can come back anytime you like. I did want to bring on Shivana from New York. She's waiting patiently. Shivana, do you have a question you want to ask real quick of Claire, because she has to go as well?
Unless she's eaten with Alfred.
Yeah.
No, I'm not, but yes.
Okay, real quick. Real quick, Shivana, go ahead and ask your question. Yes.
Oh, hi. I just had a question that, what was the inspiration for Beckett's apartment?
The inspiration? Alfred and I talked about what kind of set he was going to build and what the space was going to look like. And I do a lot of research. I do I look through tons of magazines. I look at a ton of books. And I swatch a lot of fabric and start to lay stuff out. And then I look for the key pieces. So I knew that I wanted it to be eclectic and just very interested in it. I knew I wanted all the pieces in there to be very strong, like her character. So that basically was kind of the inspiration for that, finding things that I thought really suited her and that were interesting and very strong-lined, like her character.
Thanks, Shivana.
Okay,
thank you
so much.
And Claire, putting you on the spot, who's your favorite character on Castle? I'm having fun with her. I'm giving her a hard time. Do you have one, really?
You know, probably Beckett.
I
just
do.
Think she's
Yay.
Fantastic, you know. Yeah.
So it's fun to do her apartment.
It really was, and she's a great person in real life. So she's an awesome person.
So yeah. I love your apartment there for Beckett. Can you make me one real cheap?
Sure.
Okay, Cheryl, anything else you want to say to Claire before we let her go? They've been on for an hour and 20 minutes, which is really nice of you guys to take so much time when you're working and you've got your family. Anything, Cheryl?
I just wanted to say it was a pleasure to meet you. And please do
Absolutely.
Come. And I love your work. So, and I'll be looking at it. Don't worry. We do, you know, all the fans watch the episodes over and over and over again. So we notice little things that you've done and your team has, Alfred's whole team has done throughout each episode. So I'm sure you'll get more tweets and Facebook.
Well, and also, you
that
noticed
means a lot.
Something.
Thank you.
You notice things at a different – you look at something, you're watching it for the first time, and then you watch it again maybe 2 months later.
Oh,
and you go,
absolutely.
I didn't notice that, you know, in the kitchen
absolutely.
Or the bedroom, or did you see that neat lamp or whatever? So that they do notice all that stuff. But we really appreciate you taking the time to come on the show, and you have a great radio voice, by the way, and you did awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Have you ever been on radio
thank
before?
Thank you very much. No, this is my first one.
All right. Well, you come back and visit with us anytime you guys want to promote anything on the sets, or you've had a, you know, another, if you get a website up maybe, a website.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
Come back.
That would be great.
Great. So
well,
thank you
guys very much for having us. It was very enjoyable.
Great. Right. Go spend some time with your little kiddos.
Yeah.
I will, for sure. Take
okay,
care.
All right.
Bye.
Goodbye.